Welcome to the 38th installment of Better Read, an experiment in the sporadic series, by Greg.org, to transform art-related texts into a handy, entertaining, and informative audio, using a computer-generated voice. On Thursday, December 9, 2021, the Metropolitan Museum of Art announced that it had removed the Sackler name from 7 spaces in the museum, including the wing which houses the Temple of Dendur, because of the disgrace family's culpability for their drug company, Purdue Pharma's illegal activities that led to overprescription of the company's opioid pain medicine, OxyContin. The opioid epidemic has killed over 500,000 people in the United States, and the company is continuing its aggressively criminal marketing tactics in other countries. In 2018, the artist Nan Golden led activists on one of the first high-profile protests against the Sacklers by staging a die-in next to the reflecting pool at the Temple of Dendur, which protesters had strewn with empty pill bottles. On December 10, Patrick Radden Keefe, staff writer at The New Yorker, and author of Empire of Pain, an investigation into the history of the Sackler family's fortune from Valium to OxyContin, reported that Golden and a growing group of contemporary artists had written to the Met, calling on trustees to remove the Sacklers' names. He released the text of the letter, which follows. Artist Letter to Met Board of Trustees, November 3, 2021, to Metropolitan Museum of Art Board of Trustees. As artists, we come together to call for the removal of the Sackler name from the walls of the Metropolitan Museum. Last year, Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin, pled guilty in federal court to 3 criminal conspiracy charges. They admitted that they defrauded the United States government, lied to the Drug Enforcement Agency, and violated federal anti-kickback laws, paying providers to prescribe more of Purdue's products. The company also pled guilty to federal criminal charges in 2007, as did the company's president, chief legal officer, and former chief medical officer. Purdue Pharma is a private company owned by a single family, the Sacklers. This is not a third-party investment, this is a one-to-one relationship. The Sackler family, several of whom trained as medical doctors, were active members of Purdue's board and micromanaged the company. As was revealed in court proceedings, despite knowing about the addictive dangers of OxyContin for over 20 years, the company aggressively marketed their opioids as less addictive and engaged in schemes to defraud doctors and the U.S. government. The opioid epidemic has killed over 500,000 people in the United States alone. Last year, 69,710 people died from opioid-related overdoses. Given these facts, we are horrified by the recent bankruptcy settlement reached in September 2021, which would provide civil immunity to the Sackler family, their unborn heirs, their lawyers, and hundreds of associates. The Sacklers will continue to profit while paying off the settlement. While the Sacklers publicly distanced themselves from Purdue, in private the Sacklers secretly entered into a joint defense agreement with Purdue's legal team, resulting in a $1 million fine by the U.S. Department of Justice. The Department of Justice stated the immunity deal is unconstitutional and illegal and is already appealing the bankruptcy settlement. We stand alongside the many investigative journalists, including Patrick Radden Keefe, and with the artist Nan Golden, and the Direct Action Group PAIN, Prescription Addiction Intervention Now, who have worked to hold the Sackler family accountable despite being subjected to legal threats and other forms of intimidation. The Metropolitan Museum is a public institution dedicated to art, learning, and knowledge that generations have created to benefit our society. Honoring the Sackler name on the walls of the Met erodes the Met's relationship with artists and the public. Given the federal crimes committed by Purdue Pharma and the staggering national death toll, this is a situation of force majeure. The bankruptcy settlement bans the Sacklers from putting their name on institutions for nearly a decade, recognizing the connection between their name and the crimes that their company committed. The Louvre, Tufts Medical School, and other institutions have removed the Sackler name from their walls. We call upon the trustees to take down the Zeckler name on or before its next board meeting of November 9, 2021. Sincerely, signed as of November 3, 2021. A.I. Weiwei, Laurie Anderson, Leonor Antunes, Ido Barada, Huma Baba, Dara Birnbaum, Linda Goodbryant, Zoe Buckman, Maurizio Catalan, Dan Colin, Ann Collier, Tacit Adine, Renee Kedykstra, Jim Dine, Roe Etheridge, Eric Fischel, Jed Garrett, Jim Goldberg, Nan Golden, Golden Plus NEB, Dan Graham, Jenny Holzer, Jonathan Horowitz, Pierre Wee, Arthur Jaffa, Anish Kapoor, William Kentridge, Barbara Kruger, Anmila, Glenn Ligon, Ari Markopoulos, Ryan McGinley, Julie Meretu, Marilyn Minter, Jamie Nares, Gabriel Orozco, Trevor Paglen, Jack Pearson, Laura Poitras, Robert Polidori, Richard Prince, Rob Pruitt, Waleed Rod, Adrian Villarojas, Henry Salra, Lucy Sante, Matt Saunders, Collier Shore, Cindy Sherman, Laurie Simmons, Hito Sterl, Billy Sullivan, Wolfgang Tillmans, Andrew Rin, A.L. Wiseman, updated as of November 8, 2021, Janet Cardiff, Nicole Eisenman, Lawrence Abu Hamdan, Charlene Von Heil, Ronnie Horn, Josh Klein, Bryce Martin, Helen Martin, George Burress Miller, Richard Serra,
Cecilia Vicuña,
Cara Walker, Christopher Wall, updated as of November 15, 2021, Liz Deschen, Marlene Dumas, Rachel Harrison, Robert Longo, Sally Mann, Peter McGough, Cameron Roland, Ed Roucher, Rear Crit Tiravanit,